for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. No, he's right there, always. In the past, God overlooked such ignorance, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent. God has given proof to us by raising his son from the dead. So, without Jesus, where would we be? Would we be even born? I mean, we know that Eve ate the apple. What she did, and she gave it to Adam. So, you know, where would we be? Would we be here? Would we be alive? Would we be? Because we don't, you know, we don't accept Christ, then we're done. So my take on this is, we are to share Jesus and the Word of God to everyone, no matter what. Paul was a great leader and minister. He did not recite Jewish history. He told them about God and his son, Jesus Christ. So that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to, it don't matter. We're supposed to tell the people. Now, I went to the doctor Tuesday. As I'm coming out of the doctor's office, this man was holding the door for me, or for us, until I got out the door. And then I asked him, I said, well, is there anything that I can pray with you about? And he said, we didn't really have anything other than, you know, another prayer would work. And I said, okay, so we prayed over the man, but, you know, we don't tell these people, then what are we not doing? I mean, if we think about what Paul and Silas and Timothy and Moses and all of them that walked and they ministered, they did what Jesus told them to do. I mean, where is that? That's like today. That's what we're supposed to do today. It doesn't matter who we meet, where we go. So, you know, we could run into somebody that knows absolutely nothing about the Lord. But we're able to plant a seed for God to minister and for it to grow. Yeah. Even our outreach that we do once a year. I mean, so, got any questions? Got any comments? Got anything? Anybody want to say? Yes.
There'd be a challenge.
Yes.
At every turn.
At every turn.
And yet, they just keep. And then I look at that. Today's church. And we have a bad day because, well, it's just a long way. So.
No. Not supposed to.
But that's what we see so much.
Yes.
It's all about me.
Yep.
I.
Yep.
My feelings.
Yep.
My, what I feel, how I think. And that's the reason why so many Christians in the church today aren't out there sharing the gospel because they're
Yep.
Just go. That's what the disciples did over and over and over. And they just kept going, kept sharing the gospel, kept moving.
Yep.
After rejection, how many times have we been seeing these guys be rejected? That's right. Over and over and over and over.
Oh. Yeah. 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 You just keep going. And that's, but again, we're gleaning the fact that these disciples are not about themselves. And that selfishness is what so many people, it holds so many people back, that what are people going to think about me? How are they going to react to me? I don't know if they're going to accept me. Who cares if they? Who cares? Just share the gospel with them. Tell them how much God loves them. Stop people and pray with people. That's what we're supposed to be doing. And we see these disciples living this thing out. And I love it. Even in this chapter, you just see this journey, see the argument. Man, these guys are getting hammered, right? Getting attacked. And then we see in 16, man, these guys were beaten and imprisoned for the gospel. And we're afraid of what people are going to say. Right? We got to be like this. You got something to say? Well, come on down, brother. Say something. But you got to get the microphone. Because Brother Roy needs to hear you. He, you know, his age and everything. He's getting...
You know, talking about the disciples, think about how they started out. The Pharisees and the Sadducees, the religious leaders of the day, called them ignorant and unlearned men. How do you get past that? Well, I'm just an ignorant and unlearned dude. But they didn't let it tear them down. They didn't let it break them down. They went on and did what they were supposed to do.
They were filled with the Holy Ghost. Come on, man. That's what it was about. They were empowered, man, by the Holy Ghost. And that's the strength that helps push us, man. We got the Holy Ghost. Let's go. Stop worrying about what you're going to say. The Holy Ghost is going to give you those words. I can't tell you how many times I've gotten goes to share something and I have absolutely no idea, and I go to start talking, and then next thing you know, God's giving me this story and this and this and this, and boom, sharing the gospel with them. Anybody else? Miss Margaret just goes to town on Tuesday nights, getting everybody saved. Yeah, I don't like it when he changes things, though, like at the last minute. I mean, I'll let him, but I don't like it. It's like, yeah, okay. I know. I'm just saying, I don't lie. I can tell you, I don't lie. My flesh, I got the notes. I spent the time. My God. Oh, no, that's right. Oh, man. Yeah, me and Danny laugh about that all the time. We just think God's up in heaven so many times, just shaking his head at us. Just, oh. That's it. Bless their heart. Good job, Michelle. Thank you. All right, Destiny, you got next Wednesday. It's going to be good. You got this.